Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Hello, JC Pagani.
Hello, Larry Williams.
And hello, Vernon Tarver.
Hello.
Okay, JC, what do you make of Mr. Yule? It has been reported he made a promise, and a promise is a promise, but he denies making a promise. What do you see in it?
Well, and John Key said he'd do a fourth term, so he's not the first to sort of change his mind on this. And I'm less cynical about that, actually. He's a good candidate for National. He's done 15 years at Hastings as mayor. He's been on the president of the local government New Zealand. I think the thing that people feel cynical about and a bit weary of is this feeling of, you know, safe secession plans in safe seats, and a feeling somehow that it's a continuation of your career, and it all gets handed to people, and same in Mount Albert a bit. You know, the Herald said something about how there's a war in Mount Albert. Well, it's more like an afternoon tea. You know, there's no big contest of ideas or fight, or there's a feeling that you know, politics is an extension of a career. It's a vocation. You know, you shouldn't go into politics expecting to be there for very long. You've got to be courageous. It's the opposite of diplomacy. You know,
I'm just wondering, Jersey, whether you're saying that Mayor Yule is a good candidate for National is damning with faint praise or not. But in any event, we've got someone who has been. Look, I mean, I just stood in the local body elections, which were only in October last year. So we're talking less than 6 months that someone's had their feet under the desk and decides, hey, I've got my shot. I think I'll go for that National Party candidacy for my area that I've always wanted, you know. And the reasoning I was hearing was what people have to understand is that, you know, I'm still representing the area one way or the other. Well, I'd say, well, actually, that's a very good argument for you finishing your term as mayor. It's a pretty, you know, it's very, very short notice to be jumping like that.
Okay. And, Josie, just on that Mount Albert by-election, what a complete waste of time and money. It's a disgrace, Josie. A disgrace.
Well, this is the problem about, this is what I mean about safe seats where the obvious person stands and everybody, you know, sort of claps faintly and feels vaguely nice about it. I mean, there's no reason why in a safe seat you can't have a legitimate fight. And I think that's the thing that people start to feel, you know, the sort of feeling that people just get handed at the next stage in their political career, rather than having nomination systems that really shake it up, bring in outsiders.
Haven't seen real political fights, have we, Josie? What we've seen is Labour politicians leaving seats at a time that suits the Labour Party to have by-elections in the lead-up to an election year, which we've seen a couple of times, and these are very expensive things to do. And they've ended up going to Labour people in the end as well. And I think the result of the Mount Albert one is safe to assume.
Yeah, I'll give you one example with, you know, Mount Albert. When Jacinda announced her candidacy then, she's a great candidate. I've got a lot of respect for her. But she stood up and said nothing very much except about how much she likes Mount Albert. Now, you're thinking, you're in the business of politics, of changing things. That's your opportunity to stand up in election year and give people a good reason for voting Labour.
See, Vernon, but the reason I said it was a waste of time, Josie and Vernon, is that we don't need these by-elections. The law needs to be changed, and next on the list steps in the interim. Nigel Roberts from Victoria University has suggested this just the other week. Why do we have a by-election? Just put the next person on the list to, you know, carry it over to the general election.
Well, you don't have it. You get 6 months out from the election.
We shouldn't have them at all.
I'm not averse to the idea, to tell the truth, because if people often vote for a candidate for an electorate because they are a member of the party that they're a member of. So, you know, it's not such a bad idea. And I think it's something we should think about.
I think it's a stupid idea because you might have a by-election which changes the government. Now, how fair is that?
No, yeah, I was saying it's not such a bad idea to bring people in off the list.
Oh, okay.
That's worth considering.
Sorry.
What does happen with these by-elections is, yes, it can create real instability, particularly with a very finely balanced government like...